Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Cambridge Dictionary said we're adding words, as they do several times a year. Well, Cambridge Dictionary, Oxford Dictionary. They did theirs last month.
Okay.
So every dictionary. This is the second oldest dictionary and snootiest dictionary in the world.
Yes, okay. All right. Yes.
Okay. First, Maitland, what's skibbity?
Has to do with the toilet, right?
No, skibbity toilet was a thing, but skibbity can be used without toilet. Skibbity toilet was a meme.
Skibbity is bad, right? Skibbity.
It can mean cool or bad, which is very difficult. As I've, at least in my experience, all kids hate it.
They do?
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I know my kids are super annoyed
by
other kids who use that term.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, do they hate it? Do they hate other kids using it, or do they hate adults trying to use it to relate to them?
My kids hate other kids using it.
Okay. Yeah, but they especially the
really
second one.
I think it's really annoying.
Steve, what's delulu?
It's delusional. You're crazy.
It is.
They put that in the dictionary?
They did. That's embarrassing for dictionaries to do that, right?
It is. I mean, I know they're trying to be like current and stuff, but to me, a slang term should have to be around and become like really part of the lexicon for a certain amount of time before it gets added to the dictionary. Like cool. Like cool didn't used to mean good, right?
Yeah.
But in the 1930s or 40s, it became a thing. And then now we can still say that is cool. Everybody knows what it means, even though it's a slang term.
Yes.
So that should be in the dictionary. But skibbity should not be there yet. Maybe 10 years if people are still using it.
They won't
be. Or delulu, but they won't be.
Or they're temporary additions. They put them in there for a year. Maybe a year from now they review and be like, nobody's really using that anymore. Pull it back.
Yeah.
Well, all right. And delulu is delusional. Like cool was one word previously, and then it just took on a new meaning while also keeping the old meaning of temperature. Yeah. Delulu is just a funny way of saying delusional.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that's an actual word.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I agree.
Caught up on that.
All right, Kelly, this one's yours.
Yes.
Tradwife.
Oh, that's like the traditional wife going back to the old 30s, 40s, 50s type of stay at home,
wear the
nice clothes, the heels, do it all with your hair and makeup done, cooking, cleaning, having kids.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Hot wings. Yeah. Brolagarchy.
Brolagarchy. I mean, I assume that's just a group of bros who always makes all the decisions in their friend group.
Can you think of a couple? Well, no. Not just in their friend group. Like Zuckerberg and Musk.
Oh, that's
the
Brolagarchy. Yeah, that makes sense. So they're the Brolagarchy, not a Brolagarchy.
Oh, like tech bros who hold the majority of the power.
Extremely powerful and want more influence. Tommy.
I see.
D-Y-O-R.
D-Y-O-R. Do your own remodeling.
Oh, you are so close.
Let's try again.
Yeah.
Do your own.
Come on.
So cool.
Think about any time somebody makes an outrageous claim.
Research. Oh.
Yes. Do your own research.
And doesn't want to back it up because they can't.
Well, no, they can. So they watched a YouTube video once. Yeah.
Is that pronounced or is it just D-Y-O-R?
I assume it's D-Y-O-R.
Or is it like Dior?
Dior. Probably that. Maitland. Mm-hmm. Cardboard box index.
Oh, does that have to do with like homelessness?
I don't think so.
Okay, I was gonna say
that's a conclusion.
In
a
very roundabout way, yes, but no.
Oh, because I was gonna say maybe it shows the financial state of things based on how many people you see living in cardboard boxes on the streets.
It is about counting the boxes and the financial straits.
Is that how many people are losing their jobs and have to carry their stuff out in boxes?
That was my guess. Also, no, it's the health of the economy based on whether or not box production is up or down.
Oh.
Because when box production is up, that means people are buying things and having them shipped to their home or shipped to stores that then sell them.
That makes sense.
That one makes more sense than the rest of them.
That actually does make sense, yeah.
Steve.
Though it doesn't really need its own term.
What is a nanoship?
A nanoship?
Yes.
I've at least heard of all the other ones. I have no idea.
Is it
Kelly? Sure.
Is it like a really quick relationship?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was thinking something that went on water.
Me too.
At first I was too, but then I was like, oh, situationship. And I was like, nanoship, probably like
Steve
one
was
of those
like,
flings.
A boat that looks normal sized in my hands.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a quick relationship that is no that has no expectation in becoming a real relationship.
A fling.
Yeah. It has a word already. That's the thing about all these.
I like the word fling better.
I do too.
Fling is just that was my nano ship. No, that was my little summer fling.
Yeah. Somebody said, yeah, I had a summer nano ship. We're all going to hate that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want something that takes more syllables to describe.
Kelly, you've got that one. You can get an extra point here in a game that we are not scoring.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Career catfishing.
That's when you like fake your resume.
Nope. It does involve lies. Now, I don't know who would do this. I mean, I guess it may be some cases. Steve, you want to guess?
Career catfishing, like when you just go from one relationship to the next, making a career out of bad relationships because you catfish people. You just lie to people.
I like the way you're thinking, but
what
no.
About lying about your career.
Nope. The act of accepting a job offer, then not showing up on your first day.
I'd call that career ghosting.
Yeah,
that
unless
like
you just
career suicide.
Unless you just got cold feet or decided the job wasn't for you and you still had your old job or whatever. But like, can you imagine somebody doing that? Yeah, what
no.
are you doing? I'm having some fun career catfishing. You know, I work hard to get a job, and then I just don't show up. It makes everybody laugh.
Yeah, my favorite job is trying to get jobs and not doing them. Cool.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Smartphone face.
Smartphone face.
Mm-hmm. Mate, you know this?
I guess that's the face that you make when you're trying to open up your smartphone and you're trying to get it to be right.
I thought this was going to be insulting to older folks who, when they're trying to open book face, their mouth falls open and they stand and stare. That's not it. Mate, what is it?
It's when you're watching a TV show or a movie or like a period piece or something and you're like, that actress cannot work in this show because she has a smartphone face. She has a face that says she's seen a smartphone before.
Like they're too modern looking.
They're too modern looking. Yeah.
Modern okay. looking.
Where did that come from? Is there a specific TV show or actor or actress where people were like, this is a good movie or a good TV show, but I just don't believe so-and-so I know they have a smartphone face.
I think it was born kind of on Twitter where people would just show clips of different TV shows and movies where it was just like, I just cannot get into this because this character has smartphone face. They look like they've seen an iPhone.
That's ridiculous.
Tommy, what is chrono working?
Chrono working?
Yes.
When you're good with computers.
Based on?
I'm thinking of oh my gosh. Chron.
You just keep saying chron.
I know because the
if
word.
You said chron again, maybe.
My tongue is in the way. I'm thinking of chronology. And I'm thinking about a computer because they are chronocycles. I'm thinking of Tron and light cycles, and that's where it came from.
What?
All right. I followed everything you just said.
Also,
amazing.
Also, the word I was thinking of was when you get frozen. What is that called?
Cryogenics.
Freezing?
There it is. Wrong word. I was close, though.
I mean, yeah, you could say
was
chronology
right?
or chronograph. Or
chrono working is... not what Tommy said at all.
What about
is it
clocks?
Where you work nonstop?
No. Is it where but it does involve your work schedule.
Oh, is it where order? You're working a bunch of different jobs all at the same time?
Nope. It is when you adjust your work schedule to the parts of your day where you feel most awake and energetic.
Oh, that's so smart.
It is.
Yeah, so, yeah.
If you're able to do it that way.
Sure. I love doing that.
Maitland, your turn. Mm-hmm. What is burnt toast theory?
That's how you believe you're having a stroke because you smell burnt toast.
First thing I think of, especially if there's no toaster.
But
that is not right.
Okay.
Steve?
toast theory.
I feel like I've heard it, but
yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Ellie, any idea?
Is that where if somebody likes burnt toast, they're probably a bad person?
No, but I believe that. Hot wings?
That despite popular belief, burnt toast is more flavor than regular toast?
No. Mm. Tommy, I regret this already, but go ahead.
Burnt toast theory is where you think you look better after a long day in the sun.
Hmm. Like you can't untoast toast. Like once it's burnt, there's no unburning it. That bread is burnt forever.
Well, sometimes you can scrape it off.
Still burnt.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Burnt toast theory is the idea that a minor inconvenience, like burning your toast in the morning, may actually be preventing something worse from happening later in your day, and you'll never know what the worst thing was because you had that minor inconvenience.
Okay. So that's just trying to put a positive spin. That's another way of saying, you know, every cloud has a silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Steve. What is metaface?
Metaface.
Again, these are all words that were added to the Cambridge Dictionary. The second snootiest dictionary in the world is what their ad slogan is.
Really? I didn't realize
Wow,
that.
Second snootiest.
Metaface is just kind of a blank stare, like your avatar in the metaverse.
No. Kelly?
Similar to iPhone face?
That's what I thought, but no.
No.
Hot wings.
Meta face is the face you think looks best, and that's the one you use for profile pictures.
You're the closest, but no. Tommy.
I'm pretty sure that's the third phase of mitosis.
Okay. No. Maitland.
That's where you look kind of robotic or like everybody's starting to look the same.
Very close. When photos are enhanced with filters and such, like on Meta. That make everyone look similarly flawless and unrealistically beautiful or attractive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just don't like it when I see people who make the same face in every picture.
It's a little weird with their profile picture.
They all look exactly the same.
Yeah. I knew a guy like that where every one of his profile pictures was him wearing sunglasses in the cab of his truck. And he would change it like every 3 months. And you go, dude. It's the same picture.
Right.
Like, I don't know why you're doing that.
There's one person that I know every single picture that they have the same mouth, a little agape smile, and it drives me nuts every time I see it.
It does?
Yeah. It's one thing to smile, but like their mouth is open just a little too much.
Well, that was a trend for a while where it was like the girls would do the, I have to have surprise face. So it was always like, you know what I'm talking about?
This is kind of, yeah.
Maitland, did you know that was a trend you had?
Mm-hmm. Or the overhead selfie going.
One of my favorite things is when Hot Wings tells us trends that women had to deal with, and then I watch the women in the room seemingly look at him like, never heard of that one.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, a lot of the people that I have as Facebook friends, I go, wow, okay, this is a trend now because X, 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 and X are doing this and changing their profile pictures.
I remember duck lips. And I remember like sticking your tongue out kind of thing, peace sign. I remember that. But the whole like, open your mouth, you're so surprised face. I always feel like the person who does that, they're the one who always fake laughs in pictures.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, I must laugh and take a picture of me while I'm laughing.
Yeah, look at me having such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody looks like that.
Stop it. Next one. Who did the last one first? Mate, did you go first on that one?
Which one was that? Metaface?
Metaface.
I think that was me. I think I went first.
Kelly, what is manterrupting?
When a man interrupts.
Sounds easy.
There we go.
It was.
There it is.
I was not going to speak until someone asked me to. usually because the man thinks he has something more important to say. Now, I will say this. When I interrupt Kelly or Maitland or Hot Wings or Steve, it is almost never because I have something more important to say. It's because that's when I thought of it. And then my impulsivity, not great, not a great quality. All right. Hot Wings, what is shelaborating? Shelaborating.
Oh, that's when a woman can't tell a story concisely because she has to go off on tangents. So it's like looking at a rail yard that doesn't go straight. It forks off into a million different directions.
Like a railroad. But no,
but
I get
you
it.
Know what I mean.
I do now. Yeah. It doesn't say it has to be a woman, but the she in she-laborating makes right. it seem like it is. It says explaining something in a much more detailed way than necessary, often making the explanation more confusing.
I have a friend I have to tell her all the time, land your damn plane. Land your plane. You started telling me about something and we're on 7 different subfolders. Like the amount of veins we're going through to get to the end of this damn story. I swear to God, land your plane. What is the point?
Friday night, I was saying something to Kayla, and she looked at me and said, you hung up on a guy in the air for doing exactly what you're doing right now. Remember that?
You do have a lot of subfolders, too, when you tell stories.
I do.
It's pretty funny. When I'm editing, I'm like, why did he say that? And then that. And now this, now too.
Well, this wasn't hurtful for me. Currently, I was reliving a time it was hurtful in the past. Air jail.
Oh, I know that one.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you pick up your pet or a small child or animal or whatever and air jail.
Oh, yeah.
So that they can't do bad things.
They can't run around and do bad things.
If your kid's hitting someone, you pick them up. If your dog's barking at someone, you pick them up.
Stall them out in front of you.
I never heard that one before, but it's a good one.
Kick your feet all you want. Swing your arms all you want.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.